Today on Tell Somebody, the new Kansas City Nuclear Weapons Parts Plant, or as they now call it, the National Security Campus, was dedicated on Friday, August 22, 2014. You'll hear the ceremony and the speakers next. This is Tom Clammer. Stand by for Tell Somebody. Welcome to the Tell Somebody podcast for August 28, 2014. This podcast is produced and distributed by Tell Somebody and may or may not reflect the show broadcast Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. on 90.1 FM KKFI in Kansas City. This is your host, Tom Clammer. If you have any comments or questions on the show, drop me a line at mail@tellsomebody.us. The podcast of last week's show about the upcoming September 8th vote on a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United, and a new daily climate change radio feature from the Yale Project on Climate Change has been posted. Look for links at www.tellsomebody.us. I'm on Twitter at Tell Somebody Now, and look for Tell Somebody Now on Facebook. And remember, you can subscribe to the podcast for free at the iTunes Store. Last Friday, there was a dedication celebration at the new National Security Campus in South Kansas City that replaces the Kansas City plant at the Bannister Federal Complex, 8 miles to the north. A fact sheet from the NNSA, or the National Nuclear Security Administration, and Honeywell, which operates the plant for the NNSA, said that the event would, quote, celebrate the conclusion of one of the largest industrial relocations in the country, which was completed ahead of schedule, under budget, and with the site's best safety and security performance on record. Close quote. They write that the campus is certified as a Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED, gold-rated campus, and claim it is expected to save more than $100 million annually in operating costs. Somewhere around 1,000 employees and guests gathered in a warehouse-type space, outfitted with two giant TV screens and a booming sound system. Short video clips of facility employees talking about their work and the new facility ran on the big screen as we waited. Coming up immediately next, and repeated before each speaker, you'll hear some dramatic sound effects that accompanied graphics on the big screens of a structure highlighting the words and phrases secure, reliable, safe, future-focused, cost-saving, results that matter, and national security solutions. Here's Mark Holacek opening the proceedings. Give a listen.
Yeah. Welcome to the National Security Campus. It's really great to be able to say those words 8 years after the plan for a new, modern, right-sized facility was first developed. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Mark Holacek. I'm the field office manager for the Department of Energy's National Nuclear Security Administration. It's our pleasure today to thank the many people and the organizations that they represent who have helped make this 1.5 million square foot LEED Gold facility a reality. Several of those people are here with us today, and I have the pleasure of introducing some of them to you shortly. It's truly been a team effort to get to this point. We would like to especially thank the City of Kansas City, Missouri, the General Services Administration, Honeywell and NNSA management and employees, the CenterPoint Zimmer team, our relocation contractors, and all of our partners and customers. We are proud of the fact that as a team, we delivered this remarkable facility ahead of schedule and under budget. We've been a part of this community for over 65 years, and we plan to be here for many years to come. Now I'd like to introduce you to Chris Gentile, President of Honeywell Federal Manufacturing and Technologies. Chris and I are both very proud to say that during our relocation effort, our team continued to deliver our products and services to our customers on time, every time. This is a remarkable achievement given the magnitude of this move. Having said that, I plan to do my best to keep this program on schedule. And with that, I'm going to introduce you to Chris Gentile.
Thanks, Mark. You know, as I stand here today, I'm thinking about the future, but I think it's important that we also think a little bit about the past and kind of how we've arrived at this moment in time. To reach this moment, we've had generations of employees from both sides of the state line supporting our very important national security mission, generations of employees who made the transition from paper schematics and hand-placed printed wiring boards to much more automated means of delivering our products and services, even to the point today where we're contemplating, you know, printing some of the parts that we make or printing some of the handling gear that we make. And the folks in this room, you've made a very important transition as well. You've made the transition from an old, inefficient, antiquated facility into a more modern, efficient facility that's going to allow us to produce our products and services, provide them to our customers in a flexible, more efficient campus. You know, let's take another step a little further back. This wouldn't be possible, but for a very famous Missouri resident. July 4th, 1942, then Senator Harry Truman broke ground on the Pratt & Whitney aircraft engine plant in South Kansas City. And then in August of 1946, as president, he signed into law the Atomic Energy Act that basically transferred the responsibility for nuclear energy from military to civilian hands. And in his discussions with Congress, he said, "America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. This organization has been built on the courage to try new ways of doing things, the imagination of our employees to push technology and commercial practices, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand to accomplish very important missions. The sentiment is as true today as it was 60 years ago. For those of you that have worked here, say 20, 30, 40, even 50 years, you are personally connected to the missions, and it's clear that you live those every single day. However, it's our responsibility to carry forward for future generations of coworkers who come here excited to support our customer and our country. You know, in 2006, I shook the hand of then-Administrator Tom DiAgostino, and I committed on behalf of our employees and our company the fact that we would transition the non-nuclear manufacturing capability of our nation, and that which the NNSA owns, to a more flexible, modern, and efficient capability. You know, I didn't really fully realize at the time that it would take a lot of help. from our elected officials in Congress, the General Services Administration, CenterPoint Zimmer, all of our relocation contractors, our partners in the national laboratories, and the NNSA itself in this journey. To all of you, I'd like to add my personal thanks for your commitment and support. And Congressman Cleaver, you've been with us from the beginning. Thank you for your personal commitment and support. You know, to all of our employees, you know, presidents and vice presidents and directors can come up with a lot of great ideas. I'm sure you guys know that. Come up with a pretty doggone good plan. But you know what? Presidents, vice presidents, and directors don't transform businesses. Employees transform businesses. And employees make great companies. This is a great company because of you. You are Honeywell, so thank you. And I'm very proud to work alongside each and every one of you. And really, it's because of you that we would even contemplate a project of this magnitude. It's because of you that we would contemplate one of the largest industrial moves in our country, that we would contemplate a 19-month transition where we're running two facilities and meeting all of our customer commitments safely. Each of you supported one of the strongest safety and security performances in our history, and this is a very safe and secure facility. And so while we have a rich history, deeply connected to our local community, it's because of you our future is just as rich with opportunity. Thank you for all you've done and will continue to do every day to support our customers and our missions. And one final note to our leaders and employees. When we started this journey, I asked for flawless execution. Now, I heard a lot of feedback about that term flawless. And as I stand before you all today, I've got to say that you delivered on all of our commitments to our stakeholders and particularly to our customer better than flawlessly. Thank you.
Doesn't he look a little like John Bon Jovi? Thanks, Chris. Next, his boss, Honeywell Defense and Space President Mike Madsen, is here to make a few comments. Mike's had a pretty cool career at Honeywell during his 25-year tenure, from leading an international business that delivers military and commercial helicopters to engine performance, to velocity product development, and even cryogenic valves, launch vehicle actuation systems. Not sure if that means he knows how to make a great engine or freeze a body. I don't know. Anyways, please help me welcome Mike Madsen.
Well, thanks very much, Mark, and thank you, Chris. Good morning and welcome to today's National Security Campus dedication event here in Kansas City. On behalf of Dave Cote, our chairman and CEO of Honeywell International, I'd like to welcome you to today's ceremony, and I'd like to also welcome our customers from the Department of Energy, the National Nuclear Security Administration, the United States Department of Defense, our distinguished guests, our local government officials, and of course, our dedicated employees who have led and executed what has been one of the largest industrial moves of its kind. I'm honored to be joined today by the Secretary of Energy, Dr. Ernest Moniz, the Honorable Emmanuel Cleaver, representing Missouri's 5th District, the Honorable Vicki Hartzler, representing Missouri's 4th District, Jason Klum, the Regional Administrator of the United States General Services Administration, and of course, our host, Mark Holacek, the Kansas City Field Office Manager for the National Nuclear Security Administration, and Chris Gentile, our President. Back in 2006, we sat down with our National Nuclear Security Administration customer and laid out breakthrough strategies in support of our enduring mission here in Kansas City. Strategies to save money, reduce energy costs, and create a safer, more secure, and more productive work environment for our team. That effort culminated in a unique public and private partnership to design, build, and relocate to this smaller and more efficient national security campus. On July 8, 2014, Honeywell, along with our NNSA customer and our supporting team members completed this undertaking 1 month ahead of schedule and $15 million under budget. We also maintained, as Chris and Mark have noted, our world-class safety, delivery, and quality results throughout the move. So I'm just really incredibly proud of what the team, the Honeywell and NSA team together have accomplished here. As acknowledged by the United States Green Building Council, the National Security Campus has been recognized as a leadership in energy and environmental safety as a LEED gold-rated facility. The modern campus showcases innovation and cost savings by reducing our footprint by 50% and highlights environmentally friendly features and innovative space management. This move also brings benefits to the local community by keeping the 2,500 jobs here in the Kansas City area, contributing $1 million a year to local schools and tax benefits, and bringing work to the local construction and relocation industries. Our ability to achieve these results and all of the other accomplishments that we've achieved here in Kansas City is directly related to our unique partnership here and the model that we have with the NNSA, a partnership which creates a very tight alignment of goals between the NNSA and Honeywell and creates incentives for continuous improvement in everything we do. It also places responsibility for achieving those aggressive goals squarely where it belongs, on our shoulders. We're proud to be partners with the NNSA customer, and we're proud of what we do here at Kansas City. On behalf of all of our 2,500 employees here in Kansas City and all of Honeywell, thank you for giving us a chance to be part of this tremendous achievement. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Mark. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike. The next speaker is Jason Klum. Jason is the Regional Administrator for the General Services Administration. We enlisted GSA to help us acquire our new facility back in 2006, and the GSA organization under Jason's leadership and others has truly brought us to where we are today. So thank you for doing that. Jason, come on up.
I think I was supposed to stand down there until the video was over, but it's like being a Sporting KC player. I just love it. So good morning. What? Good morning. Good morning. I mean, this is about you. I see lots of folks in the room and lots of folks standing, and I appreciate your being here because it is about you. I represent the United States General Services Administration, and we are proud to be a part and proud to be a partner. I was lucky to arrive in my position as regional administrator just before we did the groundbreaking for this facility. It's my predecessor, who is here today, who has the scars and bumps and bruises to show for getting us to that point. But Brad Scott deserves great credit, and I hope that your presence here today helps alleviate some of those scars and bruises as you look at the success that you have helped bring about. I also want to thank the rest of the team. We've got Doug Benton, Steve Stanberry, Dan Ryan, and Valerie Waldmeier are here from the GSA team. As I said, we are proud to be a part and proud to be a partner, and I thank the strong team for getting us where we are today. And continuing, in this project, we were able to take advantage of our Total Workplace Initiative, which is a GSA project to provide resources and expertise to assist federal agencies like the NNSA in creating modern and mobile workspace, foster collaboration, better manage IT spending, and increase energy efficiency. Chris mentioned the modern and efficient facilities that we're in today. We at GSA are still at the Bannister Federal Complex. We were sad to see you go. We will be vacating in the not too distant future. But you all have moved into half the space that you had at Bannister. You're using half the energy that you used at Bannister. The savings are somewhere in the $100 million a year range, is the number I've heard. And as Mike mentioned, you're in a facility that is LEED Gold rated, which is very unusual for a facility of this size and kind. GSA is proud to be a part and proud to be a partner. And the future is bright. And that is why today is about you. I ask that you continue to do good work. I ask that you continue to work for good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Our next speaker is the person who represents us in Congress. The 4th District includes the National Security Campus, and Vicki Hartzler, elected in 2010, is passionate about a strong national defense policy. Now in her second term, she serves on the House Armed Services, Agriculture, and Budget Committees. Among other achievements, she led efforts on the Budget Committee to restore $30 billion in scheduled defense cuts, and we really appreciate it. Congresswoman Hartzler.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, and thank you for the opportunity to be here to celebrate with you this amazing achievement here at the Kansas City plant. I am so proud of each and every one of the employees here who are crucial to maintain weapons that have been around as long as Winston Churchill's Iron Curtain speech. The Kansas City plant is at the heart of the NNSA Nuclear Security Organization. For more than half a century, Honeywell and its predecessors have manufactured some of the NNSA's most intricate and technically demanding products at the Kansas City plant. Over the past 60 years, the products manufactured here have been smaller and become much more complex, and it is remarkable the level of sophistication that is taking place here every day. Bringing this new facility online has been called the biggest industrial move in America in some time. I read that over 3,000 truckloads transported almost 2,800 pieces of equipment, ranging from the size of a desk to the size of a tractor trailer. Estimates are that the entire move used 30,000 crates, which if stacked would be more than five times the height of Mount Everest. Meanwhile, all of this was completed while duly continuing the vital national security mission performed here at the Kansas City plant. It truly is quite the achievement to have completed a task so admirably. The National Security Campus in Kansas City showcases innovation and cost savings, highlighted by environmentally friendly features and innovative space management. This campus will save taxpayers $130 million a year in operating costs, and I believe stands as a model of what we need more of to increase efficiency in the use of our tax dollars. I want to commend the key feature of the facility, which is the energy efficiency and certification, as a LEED rated campus, as Jason mentioned. It truly was a team effort and something to be very, very proud of. What you do here is vital to our national security, providing a ready deterrent that promotes peace. Peace through strength is more than a slogan, it's a reality. And as a member of the Armed Services Committee, I want to let you know that I'm proud of the missions you accomplish here on a daily basis. And I look forward to continuing to work with you to continue the national security mission here in Kansas City for years to come. Keep up the good work. Congratulations. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Just heard Vicki Hartzler, Missouri 4th District Representative in the U.S. Congress, speaking last Friday at the dedication of the new National Security Campus, replacing the Kansas City plant at the Bannister Federal Complex. We'll get back to the dedication ceremony in a minute to hear Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, the head of the National Nuclear Security Administration, Lieutenant General Frank Klotz, and his boss, Dr. Ernest Moniz, the Secretary of Energy, right after you listen to this. everybody. This is Tom Clemmer, and we've been listening to the dedication ceremony at the new LEED gold-rated green nuclear weapons parts plant in South Kansas City. The next speaker is Congressman Emanuel Cleaver. Give a listen.
Now I have the pleasure of introducing a man who has demonstrated his strong support for our mission time and time again. Emanuel Cleaver represents the 5th District House of Representatives. He's been here to visit both of our facilities, and the employees here truly enjoy his talks and interactions. He's the former mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. He's serving his 5th term in Congress. He's a minister, and believe it or not, he used to work right here at the Kansas City plant. He's worked tirelessly to help others and to ensure that deserving individuals receive proper recognition. And he's going to do that again today. Congressman Cleaver.
Good morning, and it is a delicious morning. I would like to welcome the Secretary of Energy, Mr. Secretary. We are thrilled to have you here. It is 80 degrees outside, which is, of course, the year-round temperature here. We are so thrilled that you came, that you will be the first person to invite, that will be invited to the World Series. Earlier, I heard 6 words that caused me to just freeze in my seat. I froze. In fact, I almost slipped into a nervous breakdown. I just left Washington, D.C. last evening to proudly and happily return to a sane city. To be sure, Washington, D.C. is a place where you would never hear the 6 words I and you earlier heard. I can assure you, you will never hear these words in your nation's capital. They are ahead of schedule and under budget. And that is due in no small part to both Brad and Jason, who helped orchestrate this when it was just a dream. And I need to say I have enjoyed working with Mark Holacek and Chris Gentile. It has been a good working relationship and a good friendship. I'm proud to be here. It's an important day. The relocation of the Department of Energy's National Security Campus, managed by Honeywell, is now complete. And the longer than 6 decades of service still continues. Honeywell has always been dedicated to this community, putting people to work for one very important thing, and keeping that work going and with consistency and high quality, even during this protracted move. The unwavering commitment of the good men and women here is the key to the ongoing success of this company and the local economy. That commitment is evident not only in the excellent product that leaves this place, but in the longevity of so many of the employees here. As we heard, there are employees who have faithfully worked here 20, 30, 40 years or more, decades of work in one place of employment. That doesn't just happen. That's a decision, and a decision that is made because he or she knows the work they're doing matters. Then they know, you know, that you matter. A company doesn't survive and thrive for as long as this one without genuinely fulfilling its mission. And that's evident in the employees, the contributions to the community, and the critical accomplishments here in keeping this country safe. The move to this campus has, as we know, been 8 years in the making. 8 years of planning, preparing, and perfecting. 8 years of blood, sweat, and tears to get to this very day. And finally, we're here. But you know, now that I think about it, compared to how quickly or slowly things move in the federal government, only 8 years? In Washington, we call that lightning. We need to speak after the ceremony so you can share your secret, and I'll take it back to Washington. Just a few minutes ago, we heard that Missouri resident Harry Truman, whom we're all very, very proud to call our homeboy, was someone that generated a great deal of pride. It is perfectly appropriate that the president's efforts be highlighted here. After all, he led the way in recognizing the importance of taking responsibility, standing tall with courage, and building a better America. But there is another Missourian who will forever stand as a man among men, Congressman Ike Skelton. Ike Skelton was a selfless patriot, a man who believed his first duty was to protect American people and to defend the Constitution. He led with unwavering conviction, and yet he was filled with humility, maybe more than anybody I have ever met. He was like a big brother to me. He never got out front and tried to push himself further out front. He never got tired of his mission to ensure every American who wears the American uniform in this country and abroad, out risking their lives, had every possible instrument that would protect them and the American public. Ike Skelton had courage, not just political courage, but courage in life. I considered him my brother, a role model, and one of my closest friends ever. As chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Ike Skelton was known across this world by military leaders. And so it is certainly an honor, and it is fitting, that today we dedicate the Ike Skelton Office Building. And I am so pleased and proud that I'm a part of this celebration. And I'm pleased that Patty Skelton, would you please stand, Patty, is here with us. And so today we gather to celebrate these dedicated employees and this beautiful building and my friend Ike Skelton. May it long bear witness to the mission of national security and to the man, the public servant, maybe the last of his breed of statesmen, the fighter, the friend, the father, and the husband, Congressman Ike Skelton. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. When Congressman Cleaver first mentioned this idea to us, we moved forward without hesitation, because this is a tribute that really makes sense here. We plan to enlarge this dedication to Ike Skelton with a special display in our newly built visitor center. Now I have the distinct pleasure of introducing my boss and NSA Administrator Frank Klotz. General Klotz has only been in his position for a little more than 100 days, but he has been here to visit us twice and has even made it to our Albuquerque facility. As Undersecretary for Nuclear Security, General Klotz is responsible for the management and operation of the NNSA, as well as policy matters across the Department of Energy and the NNSA enterprise in support of President Obama's nuclear security agenda. We are pleased that he is finally on board and look forward to his guidance and direction in the few months ahead. General Klotz.
Well, good morning, everyone. Let me first of all say how delighted I am to be back here in Kansas City, this time with my boss, Secretary Moniz, along with Representative Cleaver, Representative Hartzler, several local elected and appointed officials, and most especially Mrs. Skelton. It's great to join all of you in this dedication of Kansas City National Security Campus. In July, I was lucky enough to get to pack the very last crate that was being moved out of Bannister Complex. Now, I realized that even though it was only one of more than 4,000 crates moved ahead of schedule and under budget, I was still delighted to participate in that. And even though my role paled in comparison to the heroic efforts that each of you displayed over several months, both with our M&O partners and with the Kansas City field office, I was nonetheless very proud to have played even a small part in one of the largest industrial moves ever undertaken in this country. When I was here in July, I also had the opportunity to compare the old with the new. And it's not hard to see why building a more efficient campus with modern facilities and lower operating cost and use of less energy was an eminently wise and far-sighted decision. Now, across the entire nuclear enterprise, and we have several representatives from our various laboratories and sites, we have much infrastructure that is old and in need of repair, just as the Bannister Federal Complex had grown to be. Our highly skilled and dedicated workforce deserves facilities that are safe, that are modern, and that meet the requirements for our people to accomplish their work, work that remains critical to the security of this nation. The successful completion of the Kansas City National Security Campus is a huge step in the right direction. And NNSA was able to obtain this facility through a public-private partnership, which enabled the GSA and the developer to build and to deliver to the National Security Campus a facility at a cost and a schedule far less than might have been possible if the government had taken a different route. This new campus is a remarkable achievement that exemplifies that the Department of Energy and the National Nuclear Security Administration are committed to transforming the nuclear security enterprise to a more cost-effective and streamlined model. We are wholly dedicated to this endeavor, and we applaud the work of each and every one of you, the workforce of the Kansas City plant and the Kansas City field office, for setting the stellar example for the rest of the nuclear security enterprise. So thank you very much for having me here today to be a part of this dedication ceremony and to see once again firsthand the incredible work that you do every day in the service of a grateful nation. Our mission is vital, our mission is enduring, and your commitment will remain critical. Thank you very much.
Thank you, General. We hope you'll visit us here many more times in your tenure at NNSA. Now I'd like to introduce our keynote speaker. When we asked him to come out here and help us dedicate our new building, he didn't hesitate to accept our invitation. He has a long history with the Department of Energy, And as the Secretary of Energy, Dr. Moniz is tasked with implementing critical DOE missions in support of President Obama's goals of growing the economy, enhancing security, and protecting the environment. He is responsible for maintaining the nuclear deterrent and reducing the nuclear danger, promoting American leadership in science and clean energy technology innovation, cleaning up the legacy management of the Cold War, and strengthening management and performance. Please join me in welcoming Secretary of Energy, Dr. Ernest Moniz.
Well, thank you very much for that kind introduction, Mark. And but I do want to start with first telling Congressman Cleaver that, of course, I will accept the invitation to the World Series, but I warn you that Kansas City had better produce this year because, being from Boston, our plan is to go from worst to first to worst again this year, but next year back to first. So I can assure, it's really it's not easy, but if that's our approach, you know. It's great to be up here to follow, first of all, General Klotz from DOE, our Congress members, Hartzell and Cleaver, GSA, Regional Administrator, our site office manager, our Honeywell partners, Chris and Mike. In listing all those organizations, I just want to emphasize that, as we all know, Congressman Cleaver may have referred to this in effect in his comments about the D.C. Boy, it sure is a lot easier to not get something done than to get something done. And getting something done really means people pulling together. There is a story about a small Eastern school that decided to take up intercollegiate sports. They focused, they tried to figure out what could they compete in. They chose rowing. They got an eight-man shell, went out on the river. Terrible times. They compared their times to those of, you know, Yale and Harvard. They just couldn't figure it out. So they sent one of their members up to the banks of the Charles to watch Harvard practice. He immediately got it, went back very excited. He says, you know, at Harvard, they got eight guys rowing and only one guy yelling. And I think that's what we have all figured out here with the DOE and NNSA and GSA and our field office in Honeywell and the our government, our federal government. I believe maybe the mayor of Grandview may be here as well, Mayor Jones. If you are, maybe you put your hand up. But anyway, our local governments, civic society, one can easily see here the product of everybody rowing together. And I think that's really, really critical. And so I don't have to repeat ahead of schedule, under budget, continuous supply, even during a major move, all the things we've heard. It's a remarkable achievement, and I really want to both congratulate and to thank all of you for getting us through this as a great model, as General Klotz said, for the rest of our complex. So I also want to add my acknowledgement of Mrs. Skelton. I want to say that, as Mark hinted, this is not my first time around the DOE track. I was undersecretary in the Clinton years and had the pleasure of at least a couple of times working with Congressman Skelton, Ike Skelton, and certainly can repeat what Congressman Cleaver said, that there's no question of his being a leading figure in national security, one who took that extremely seriously and was extremely effective. And so, again, I want to add our recognition of the congressman and thank everyone here for acknowledging his contributions by naming, I think it's Building 1, I believe, of the complex after Congressman Skelton.
I just want to say a few words to put today's celebration in the context of national goals. Mark mentioned some of the responsibilities of the Department of Energy. I would say that, you know, the President, of course, has articulated a number of goals, clearly growing the economy, creating jobs, creating new manufacturing capabilities in the United States as part of that, addressing our clean energy and climate needs, addressing our nuclear security needs, which he has emphasized in two major policy speeches in his administration, in Prague and last year in Berlin. And beyond that, advancing good government, better management practices in government. Three of those we see reflected right here coming together. On the good management side, things like the collaboration with GSA and the public-private partnership really work. It exemplifies good management and creative management. Jobs, clearly, as we've seen, 2,500 jobs, Honeywell jobs, and a small number of federal jobs, Mark. Another example I might say of good government, in my view, the governance structure that we have here, one that really works. Manufacturing. The President has put forward an initiative to construct what are called manufacturing hubs. The first one was a partnership of DOE and DOD, and that was for 3D printing. Well, we see here a partnership with our friends from DOD, and in fact 3D printing as the kind of manufacturing advance that is going to be important for the country, and it's important right here in our Kansas City plant. And then finally, of course, the nuclear security mission, which this plant is dedicated to. Let me put that in a little bit of context. The President has, in his nuclear security policy speeches, he has laid out a long-term vision of a world without nuclear weapons. But we all know that is many decades in the future. In the meantime, we, the Department of Energy, with our partners, DOD, private sector, et cetera, we have a responsibility for maintaining a safe and reliable stockpile in the absence of nuclear testing for two decades already and many decades into the future. This is an enormous challenge. It is based upon science, technology, and the kinds of advanced manufacturing techniques that this plant represents and continues to develop. That includes enormous life extensions of our weapon systems, but we know life extensions of those systems doesn't mean that we continue to replicate them just as they were. We have to keep modernizing as we go forward, and that's again with this plant, with its responsibility for all those non-nuclear components, is addressing. So this is a major responsibility, and every year, the Secretary of Energy and the Secretary of Defense must certify to the President, who in turn reports to the Congress on the status of our stockpile, on its safety and reliability. And frankly, having done that now for two decades without testing is a tremendous accomplishment to all of you and to your colleagues at other parts of our nuclear weapons complex, the laboratories, the production facilities, private sector and federal. It's really a tremendous achievement. It's not going to get easier for the next two decades and for the two decades after that. So we are counting on you to keep innovating in how we manage and innovating in how we develop that technology. I do want to note that in addition to the core responsibility of maintaining that safe and reliable stockpile, the capacity that you have in terms of manufacturing for the stockpile, of course, as you know, has led this to be also a go-to place for other parts of our nuclear security enterprise. Nonproliferation. Department of Energy, and the, I should say, emphasize, of course, the President's nuclear security vision has both the maintenance of our deterrent and the triad in our deterrent, but it also has a very strong focus on the management and, when possible, disposition of nuclear weapons material globally, particularly to address the risk of anything nuclear in the hands of, say, global terrorist organizations. Well, we can't get into a lot of detail, but not surprisingly that since you know all about the parts that go into those weapon systems and how you make them, et cetera, that clearly provides a unique capability to help in understanding if components that could be useful in a nuclear weapon could flow to countries of concern. So that's an example of the expertise informing a much broader nuclear security community. It's also well known that, again, based upon your capacities here, direct support of the broader nuclear security community, the Department of Defense. I just learned this morning, I did not know, about being engaged in manufacturing and maintenance of some systems for the B-2. It just happens the B-2s are down the road, a couple hours from here at Whiteman. In fact, General Klotz, who, by the way, formed the Global Strike Command when he was in uniform, yesterday visited Whiteman to, I guess, formally declare his transition from customer to supplier. And so it's again, it's a major, major responsibility and one that you are carrying out. So you are central to our national security future. You are executing it with incredible effectiveness. That $100 million, roughly speaking, of decreased operating expenses goes right to national security program. So that is also really helping our taxpayer dollars go farther in this time of constraint in keeping our people safe and secure. So with that, again, I just congratulate you all. Thank you all. And you can count on us as well here, especially here in the front row, to say that we will continue to try to be good partners in all of these and all of these dimensions so that we can carry out our mission effectively. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Finally, to make our dedication complete, we have an official unveiling and announcement to share with you. As I mentioned, for 65 years, the Kansas City plant has been a part of the Kansas City community, employing talented people from both sides of the state line and contributing many hours of service to worthy causes. As Chris mentioned, these are the people who have delivered a successful relocation. Today, we are a more efficient, flexible, environmentally friendly, and modern facility that doesn't just deliver non-nuclear components for nuclear weapons, but delivers custom and complex solutions for national security on a broader scale. While the name Kansas City Plant will forever be a proud part of our heritage, I'm proud to announce today that we are officially changing our name and our logo to the National Security Campus. The National Security Campus is more reflective of our evolving mission set and our flexibility in delivering innovative engineering and manufacturing solutions. So, without further delay, let's celebrate the new National Security Campus. I love the thunder and lightning at the end. So in closing, we want to thank all of you gathered here today as we usher in a new era in our support for our nation's security. Our transformation was not an easy journey, and it took partnership and perseverance to overcome the many obstacles we've seen in the last 8 years. But in the end, we did it. We transformed our facility. We transformed our business. And we've become a modern, efficient organization. Thank you all for being a part of this historic transformation, and thank you for celebrating with us today.
Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join us for refreshments and make sure to pick up your commemorative coin. When you are ready to leave, we ask that all of you please...
Well, that's it. We're out of time. You've been listening to the podcast edition of Tell Somebody, www.tellsomebody.us. Comments or questions... send an email to mail@tellsomebody.us. You can also follow me on Twitter @TellSomebodyNow. The Tell Somebody podcast is produced and distributed by Tell Somebody and may or may not reflect the broadcast of Tell Somebody heard on 90.1 FM KKFI in Kansas City, streaming around the world at www.kkfi.org. I'll be on 90.1 FM KKFI every Thursday morning at 9, right after Democracy Now! If you haven't heard Tell Somebody before, I hope you'll listen again. Check out the podcast and the broadcast. Click on a tile at www.tellsomebody.us for a link to a past show. If you enjoyed the show and appreciated the information you got from it, please tell somebody about the podcast and the broadcast. Spread the word to your friends and contacts by word of mouth or Facebook or Twitter or email list or any other way you can think of. This is Tom Clammer. I'll see you next Thursday at 9 a.m. on Tell Somebody or anytime you like. At www.tellsomebody.us.